When most people show off a newly purchased home, it's to friends and family, not the press. But it's newsworthy when the real estate is part of a controversial affordable housing program Madison started 2 years ago. Madison developers and politicians recently showed off a new downtown condominium purchased at less than market rate through a program called inclusionary zoning.
Washer and dryer will go in here. And this is an entry closet.
Inclusionary zoning is new to Madison, although it's been used in other parts of the country. It ensures a certain number of lower-cost apartments and homes are available. The goal is to get a diverse economic mix in neighborhoods and schools. But the Madison Landlord Council says the law is too complex, and Eileen Bruskowitz of the council believes that more affordable housing would have been built without inclusionary zoning.
I think it's great that there are some people that are moving into these units. However, I think that there are a lot of people that haven't had the opportunity to move into more affordable units because there's been fewer units built because of the IZ ordinance.
A City of Madison report recommended improvements in the inclusionary zoning law, but overall said it's doing well, producing lower-cost housing. Mayor Dave Cheslevich says he's open to compromise, but does not want the law repealed.
The dire predictions of some of the folks who were concerned about the law didn't come true. Downtown housing did not come to a screeching halt, far from it, just the opposite. And IZ projects did not take longer. In fact, they took a little bit shorter.
City officials are considering possible changes to inclusionary zoning. Shimmy Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.